phone number is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastora Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I am just truly blessed to be able to come before you today because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will only rejoice in it, and I will be glad because he has given me, praise God, another day. Praise the Lord. And this is his day. And I will rejoice in it. I pray, praise the Lord, that you and your family is well. I pray that God has blessed you as he has blessed me. Because one thing I do know, that God has no respect of a person. Because what he do for one, he will do it for another. That's the God I serve. He has no respect of people. He loves us, praise God. He loves us, praise God, because we were created in his image. But what he does do not like, and he will not tolerate, and that is sin. Because sin stinks in the nostrils of God. Oh, my God, what a God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He's so mighty, praise God, that he sees the thing that you do not see. And this is why he tells us to cast our cares upon him, for he careth just for you and me. Isn't that a wonderful God? Isn't that somebody, praise God, you want to be connected to, that you don't have to worry about, praise the Lord, what he's going to do for you? Because he promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. But he would be with us even until the end of the world. That's the God I want to be content with. That's the God I don't mind, praise God, bowing to and calling upon his holy name, because he never lied. And praise God, if he said it, he will bring it to pass. Oh, my God. I just get excited every time I think about the Jesus that I serve, every time I think about it, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Oh, that's just Jesus. That's just Jesus right there. He saved us in spite of it all. And he loves us just the way that we are. And he will not cast us out. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. I thank God tonight, praise God, for those words. I thank God for just being, praise God, who he is to me. And I can never forget, praise God, who he is. I can never forget where he brought me from, because I am that I am because of him. Yes, it is not me. Praise God, it has nothing to do with me. It's all about Jesus. Yes, it is. It's all about Jesus. And tonight, praise God, I pray, Father God, that, praise God, those that are under the sound of my voice, praise God, will get a release in their spirit. Father God, that they will know, Lord, that you are there to uplift them, to bring them out, to pull them out the muck and the marrow clay. Praise God, to set their feet on a solid rock, and that rock is Jesus. That they may know, praise God, they can have a right to the tree of life. That they don't have to die, praise God, in their sins, but they can die, praise God, knowing that the life, praise God, in you, praise God, is everlasting. And Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would, those hardened hearts, that you would turn around, praise God, and soften those hearts, that they may hear the word, that the word does not fall on stony grounds and, praise God, rocky ground, but it'll fall on that solid rock, that solid, praise God. Not even would it fall on sand, but praise God, it'll fall on that solid ground, praise God, it will take root and that it might grow in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you forgive of every iniquity, sin, and every shortcoming, oh God, every sin, God, that has been committed. Lord, we put it in your hands. You said it, praise God, and we can confess our sins. Praise God. And we could confess and praise God, believe you, Father God, and confess our sins, and believe you, Father God, you will cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, and you remember them no more, and you will cleanse us from all the unrighteousness. Father God, tonight, God, I'm asking, Lord, that you touch some heart, that you would turn it around, Father God, that's on their way to hell. But they will realize, praise God, that there is a way out. and you have already made a way for their escape. All they need to do, Father God, is confess, believe, and receive. And know, praise God, that you are a God, praise God, of a lifetime. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you're not a God, praise God, just to be today, but you are of a lifetime. And, Father God, that they may turn and know that you are yet saving, you are yet delivering, and you are yet healing. Yes, Jesus. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. And, Father, I'm excited. I'm excited, praise God, knowing, God, that you are on my side. And, Father God, with you on my side, Father God, I don't fear what man can do unto me. But, Lord, I fear only what you can do unto me, which you can destroy the soul and the body. Father God, I thank you for loving me, and I thank you for choosing me. I didn't choose you. You chose me. Ha! Yea, God. Yea, God. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your guidance, Father. Thank you, praise God, for keeping me. Thank you for watching over me and mine. Thank you, praise God, for saving us, praise God, from that we sing that we cannot see. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for you are worthy of all the praises. You are worthy, God. You are an awesome God. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you this day. Yes, this day, Lord, for your love. For your love, God. For your kindness and for your mercy. Father God, I love you. And I thank you, Father God, for loving me. For you are my friend. You are my friend. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I ask all this and I do. In Jesus' name, amen. But tonight, praise God, I want to go with you, praise God. I want to talk about one of the men of God that was there, praise God. But you know, praise God, we have to look at ourselves sometime and not get lifted up in pride and think that you have arrived and everybody, you're above everybody else, because God may have you in a position, praise God, or may give you a call and you think that you're above everybody. It's something, praise God, you must stay humble. Humble is the way, praise God. Because he said, if you would abase, I would abound you. You see, we have to learn to stay humble, not to be, praise God, all puffed up and think, praise God, because we got this or we have that, or we look like this, or we may be earning this, or we may be sitting here, or we may. Do not let pride overtake you. Humbleness is the way, praise the Lord. It is the way of God. Amen. And I would like to talk to you about a man by the name of Naaman. Oh, you heard about the story, how Naaman, praise God, the prophet, because he thought he was above everybody, and there were certain things he was not determined to do. But you must understand, regardless of how high you may get, what calling you may have, you must be always on the level of a little child when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight we're talking about Naaman. See, Naaman, praise God, he was a legend in his own mind. Listen to me now. I didn't say the spirit mind. I said his own fleshly mind. He was a legend. And in his character, in the character of Naaman, praise the Lord, we see a man who was truly a legend in his own mind. Yes, in his own mind. Not God's mind, but his mind. And many are misunderstood and rejecting God's word today because, hallelujah, they desire to please self instead. You better listen to me carefully. They desire to please self instead of pleasing God. Men pleasers, self pleasers. Mm-hmm. In 2 Kings 5:11-12. You see, God had to deal with us sometime because of our attitude. You see, the world tells you that your attitude will determine your aptitude. And in Christ Jesus, let's take it to the rim. See, your attitude will get you out of Jesus and send you in the wrong direction. Now, see, we must understand, praise God, there are other possible reasons as well, praise God, why Naaman was a legend in his own mind. From the beginning of the story in 2 Kings 5:1, we see at least two possible reasons that could have played a factor. Mm-hmm. See, that's why the Lord tells us, as being children of God, let us examine ourselves. We must examine ourselves daily, constantly examining ourselves, because we get lifted up in pride. We start getting looked at up there. See, the Bible says that he hates a proud look. And we start looking proud, acting proud, you know. We want to think that we're above this and above that. You have to be very careful because we have to understand that in Naaman's situation, there was things that played into the results of him in the ignorance and the attitude of him, of Naaman. We're talking about a man of God here. We're talking about a mighty man of God. Everybody knew about Naaman. But first, he was a great and honorable man in the eyes of the Syrian king, And second, and then he was, he beheaded, you see. In 2 Kings 5:1 and 2 Kings 6:24, he was a mighty man. Check this out, because you know he had his, you know, they look and not recognize him as all this little, like people today with the little ribbons all pinned all over their clothes. They look at him, people push their chest out. You see when they do it, the first thing they do when they pin it on you, you push their chest out. That's it. I'm getting another one. There it is. You forget, praise God, ominous is the way. So what he did, he said he was a mighty man of valor. He fought in a war. He won many battles. 2 Kings 5:1. It is possible, praise the Lord, that Naaman simply thought of himself as great. You hear that? Some of us think that we're untouchable. We're better. We dress better. You walk past, you don't speak, you don't recognize people. You think you're there, you're not there. You think your flesh don't stink, but if you don't wash it, it will. And it says this, he thought himself as somebody great and mighty. As a result, I'm here to tell you, he would have displayed an attitude of self-importance resulting in his ignorance dispensation. Ignorance. Do you not know that is a university in this world that has more people and more students in it than anything in the world? The University of Ignorance. People are just downright ignorant. And he was one, praise God, because his attitude of self-importance resulting in his ignorance, in his arrogance. After the prophet Elijah sent a message to Naaman, giving him God's instruction. Now listen to this. Because he was a man, nobody tell him what to do. He told them what to do. You don't tell me what to do because I am who I am. You don't know me? You don't know who I am? You hear people say that. Oh, you don't know who I am? Who are you? Because one thing I know, if you're a human being, your flesh smells. If you're a human being, you do the same thing I do, and you need the same thing I need. You need food, water, and all of these other things to help you survive. So what makes you different? Because you got money? Money don't make money. It's not wisdom. Wisdom is knowing how to have use the money that you have. That's wisdom. And that's riches, knowing how to use what you have and use it wisely. That's riches. And after God told the prophet Elijah, he sent a message to Naaman, giving him God's instruction on the process of getting rid of this man walking around here thinking he all of this. Come on now, y'all, listen at me. Men are walking around here, they got all kind of things going on in their body. They sick and dying. They have all kind of, you may have diseases in your body. You may be into some type of situation you don't know, nobody know about, but you walk with your chest all pushed out because the devil got you fooled. He done blinded you. You done been hoodwinked. You trying to pimp God. Because you want somebody to think that you all of that and you okay. And you are slowly dying. So Naaman was sent a message by God, the prophet Elijah. He sent a message to Naaman giving God's instruction on the process, on how he's going to heal his body. See, God know the inner part, even if don't nobody else know it. And God told him if he would do these things, he can be healed of leprosy. And Naaman thought this idea was better than God's instruction. In 2 Kings 5:10-12, he should have been thankful and satisfied with the promise, hallelujah, oh God, of being made clean of his leprosy. Instead, pride set in. Naaman began to be furious. in 2 Kings 5:11, he want me, the great Naaman, to do what? Unheard of. It's a disgrace. He looked at it as being humiliated. Yeah, God, he get a bosha. And Naaman thought this idea was better than God's instruction. So in 2 Kings 5:10 and 12, he should have been thankful and satisfied with the promise of being made clean of his leprosy. But instead, Naaman, the big time man, the big time known, you know, man, the big time known man, he said he was a man of God, and he had this, he was a big time king, you know, a soldier, a king, or what have you, but he didn't want to do what God said. You're going to tell me, you don't know who I am. Do you know who I am? You've heard people say that before. Do you know who I am? Well, who are you? Tell me, who are you? And then it says this, praise God, it says that, and Naaman became furious because he didn't get this way, or I thought he didn't get it. Like, what you want me to go and do? You telling me, God telling you to tell me to do this? This is no nonsense. And the attitude of selfish pride. See, pride is not just, it's just a, people can say, it's just a phone call away. Nor just an inch away from just inviting itself in. And then it became, praise God, an attitude of self-pride. In the religious world we live in today, many folks become angry when God's word doesn't match up with their wants. You can't pimp God. Let me help you out. You can't pimp him. Mm-mm. Their thoughts take the predominance over God's thoughts. That's what they think. In Isaiah 55:8-9, we desperately need to dispense with that kind, disperse with that kind of selfish pride and be more concerned with what God thinks that we think. In Romans 11:33-36. And at that moment, praise God, the attitude of unselfishness was sitting right next to selfish pride. You see, they connect together. Mm-hmm. Selfish pride and unthankfulness, an attitude. And we also see that the attitude of unthankfulness in the character of Naaman. Did he appreciate or offer any explanation to the things of the young Hebrew slave for telling her mistress, Naaman's wife, about a prophet, Elijah? No, he was mad about that. Woman, who you talking to me about my situation? You don't know who to tell. You shouldn't be discussing anything about me. He was upset. And so to Elijah, who could ask God to cleanse him of his leprosy. See, Naaman's wife was concerned about the prophet. And Elijah, who asked God to cleanse him of leprosy. See, the devil have you so blind you can't see God's handwork in nothing you do. In 2 Kings 5:3-2, and note that after the cleansing of the leper, Naaman did finally humble himself and expressed his thankfulness to Elijah, the prophet, in 2 Kings 5:10-15. You see, God told him to go and tell Naaman, this prophet, you know, the nice clothes, and he looked good, and he walked good, and he was very proud in what he wore and who he was and how people looked at him. That was more important than his health and him being cleansed of leprosy. See, the devil will blind you, and then he will fool you, and then he will walk you off until you to fall off into a cliff. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. And you see, praise God, he didn't appreciate or offer any explanation to thanks to the young Hebrew slave for telling his mistress about a man that would be able to cleanse him of his leprosy. Pride. Unthankfulness. And God told him to go tell Naaman, you know, his linen, nice linen suit. You mean when they want to dip in no doggone muddy water? Muddy water. God said, tell him to go down to the water. And I want him to dip 7 times. Naaman said, I ain't going to do that. I got my nice clothes on. I'm not going to go down and dip in no muddy water. That ain't me. That ain't God right there. That's of the devil. I don't know who you tell him to do that, but I'm not going to do that because God didn't tell you to tell me that. And he told me, you can make a choice if you're willing or not. If you're not. Because this is what you need to do. And if you be disobedient, you'll live with this and die with it. Tell him to go to the river. And he wanted him to dip 7 times. In Romans 12 and 3, Paul exhorted each of the brethren at Rome not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Every Christian should work at having a character of you know, humility. Because there is a great tendency with many of us to think too highly of ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Yes, sir. They see you turn their nose up and walk past you like they don't even know you. Look at you, want to know what you're doing here. Who are you? How can I help you? What do you need? But then forgot where you came from. But you just really forgot where you came from. And so you pick up this old nasty spirit, being ungrateful, unthankful, looking down on everybody. Nobody suits your taste. Hey God, every Christian should work on having a character of humility, because there is a great tendency within us to think more highly than we ought to. What is he saying to us? We need to check our character every second, every minute. There's a great tendency in that. Our intelligence abilities. Remember this, my friend, that God stands against such puffed up attitude. 1 Peter 5 and 5. Paul's exhortation to us is to think of ourselves wisely and accurately, making a sane and well-balanced evaluation of our ability, not an insane, unbalanced judgment. Some of us, praise God, we think we have arrived because we got a little job that pays a little money. We stay in a little house that look okay. We drive a little car that don't, baby, don't shake and don't smoke. Praise God. But let me explain something to you. If you didn't pay it cash, then it's not yours anyway. If you're in this house and you haven't paid it off, it's not your house. It still belongs to the bank or the mortgage company. Yes. But we have a tendency to think because we're on a certain side of the street that we're better than anybody else. That doesn't make you better. It does not make you better. But we get the wrong thing mixed up. We think because some of us think that God loved me and don't love you. God loved you and don't love me. He has no respectable person. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he do not change my people. And see, Naaman had not got that into his head, praise God, to realize that God was still in control. No matter how he felt that he was one praise and was a legend in his own time, but God was in control because he's the one, praise God, will pull that last breath. He's the one that blew it into you, and he'll be the one to take it out of you. So you have to understand, you are nothing without God. You see, he had forgot beside himself because he was riding along in the chariot and he had the gods to keep him and be there for him and this and that. And he thought his clothes was better. And that's when God told him, I need you to go down and dump in. I want you to dip. You dip yourself in the water 7 times. Don't come up. When you come up, he said, if you do it, praise the Lord, and you come up the 7th time, you shall be healed. But you see, he had to go through because he thought this was the worst thing he could ever done. You want me property, me. You want me. I'm talking about me now, me. You want me to go down there and dip in this muddy water, this filthy muddy water. What can come clean out of that? Out of obedience is where the healing and the releasing comes. Hallelujah. Yay, God. This is where the releasing comes from. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. When we obey God, praise God, he pulls out the blessing upon us. He's the one that opened the doors and the blessing walks in freely. He's the one that sent forth, praise God, the spirit of more than enough. He's the one, praise God, that sent forth, praise God, the spirit, praise God, of no more lack. This is what he does because of the obedience, not the disobedient. We have to remember that God stands against such puffed up attitudes. 1 Peter 5:5, he said in the word of God, I hate a proud look. And Paul exhorted to us is to think of ourselves not more highly and more accurate than we ought to. Some of us think our mess don't stink. But it stink. Believe that. You better believe that. I never smell strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. It stinks. So you have to understand, praise God, when God is speaking, praise God, and he was saying, if you are like Naaman, check yourself. Go back and give yourself a checkup. Check yourself and see, praise God, are you doing as God told you to do? Are you unthankful, praise God? And think about how your character is formed. Think about, praise God, how you appreciate and disappreciate others, praise God, because you think you have arrived and you're better and all these type of things. Remember, praise God, because God said he has no respect of a person. He will not put one down to bring one up. Come on, Holy Ghost. He will not do it. He said, make a sane and well-balanced evaluation of your abilities and your unbalanced judgment. What he is saying to us, what is he saying to us? What is God trying to tell us? Are we sometimes like Naaman, thinking that we are legend in our own mind? Yes, we do it all the time. I see it 24/7 all the time. Looking at people like, I can't believe this one did this. And I remember the time when you was where you was, you were just as humble and just as humble as you want to be. Now you done got a different pair of shoes to wear, a new dress outfit to put on, a new hairdo, praise God, looking a little different, driving a little car, praise God, got a better job, maybe living on another side of the street, and you done forgot from which you came. But remember this. He'll bring it back to your remembrance. Yeah, God. Yeah, Kedabosa. We think we are, praise God, we are, perhaps we need to humble ourselves before the mighty hands of God and ask his forgiveness. Ask his forgiveness that we might become better servants of his. If you ask God today, Lord, help me to become better. Help me, Father God, to be more like you. Not like me, but more like you, God. A giving heart, a loving heart, seeking the welfare of others more than yourself. We must and we need to humble ourselves before the mighty hands of God and ask him for forgiveness that we might become better servants of his plan. God is saying tonight, you can come as you are, but you won't leave back like you came. He will change your world. He is my legend. Lord Jesus Christ is my legend. And Father, I pray tonight, praise God, that someone, praise God, would get, praise God, an understanding of this word that come forth and know that pride destroys you and me and destroys a nation. Humbleness is the way. If God spoke it, told you to do it, obey God that you may be released and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Don't be a Naaman. Until Naaman got the picture, he walked around with leprosy. But when he decided to do what God told him to do, he removed the leprosy from him. See, God will take the simple things, and he will confine the wise. The natural-minded man cannot conceive the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him. And Naaman saw this, praise God, as foolishness, telling me with my bad self, my nice clothing, who I am. You don't know me? You don't know who I am? To go and dip in that muddy water. But that was a blessing, even in the midst of muddy water. Let God bless you today. Seek his face that you may know the plan God has for your life. You be blessed. And I pray the Lord, that you seek him and that you find him. You have a blessed day. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus.